朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
一个月以前，我的丈母娘，就是我的岳母，第一次来美国，也来这边看我们。
A month ago, my mother-in-law, her first trip to the United States, and she also came to this church.
当她来到这个教会的时候，她留下非常深刻的印象。
And there's something in this church impressed her most.
不是说我们教会的色彩很调和。
It has nothing to do with maybe the color blindings were great.
不是说我们外面的 lobby 很宽敞。
It has nothing to do with how big, how grand looking our lobby is.
不是说这个教堂有很多可以用的教室。
It's not because our church has many classrooms.
有一样事情深深地吸引了我的岳母。
There's one thing that deeply attracted her in our church.
因为在这里的短短的几天的时间，她说了又说，讲了又讲。
Because for a few short days, she repeatedly commented on that.
她说她第一次踏进这个教堂，那件事情就吸引了她。
She said the very first moment she entered this church, that had attracted her.
我不知道那个吸引她的那个因素，我们知不知道？尤其是我们在这里聚会很久的弟兄姊妹。
Maybe the factor to her is oblivious to us because we have been here for so long.
她说她进到这个教堂最吸引她，她心里最受感动的，就是进这个礼堂的那个门，门内门外的两节圣经。
What had attracted her the most?Were the two verses on the door as you entering and leaving the sanctuary?
当我们进来的时候，我们看见在那个门框上有那么一句话。
As we enter the sanctuary, you see the words, the verses above the doorframe.
进这门敬拜耶和华的人，当听神的话。
All you people who enter this door, this gate, to worship the Lord.Hear the word of the Lord.
门内有一句话，你们要去使万民做主的门徒。
As you leave the sanctuary, the verse says, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
这两节圣经对他带来很深很深的印象。
These two verses impressed her the most.
当南区的弟兄姊妹欢迎我的岳父母的那个聚会。
In the meeting where the South Regional Fellowship welcomed my mother-in-law,
我的岳母就用这两节圣经作为她自己的感受，跟大家有一些很深入的分享。
She shared her feelings using these two verses.
因为我们在神的面前有一个负担，就是盼望每一个进到这个教堂来敬拜的人有清楚的目的。
We have this clear calling that whoever enters this church.Should have a clear goal.
我们知道，我们做每一件事情都有不同的动机，有不同的目的。
We know everything we do, there's a different motivation.
我们可能带着不同的动机来到这个礼拜堂。
Perhaps we come to this church with a different reason.
有人心里面沉重忧伤，希望来到这里得到安慰和鼓励。
Some are here to seek for comfort because their hearts are sorrowed.
有人工作受到很大的压力，希望来这里得到片段的休息。
Some would come here to seek for rest because there's tremendous pressure in their work.
不管我们带着什么样的目的来到这个教堂
，Regardless of our purpose of coming to this church,
我在耶利米书第七章第二节把那节圣经贴在那个地方，主要是提醒我们有一个目的，有一个动机，我们不可以没有的。
What's recorded in Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 2 is what I put on the doorframe. That is the one very important goal for coming to this church.
因为我非常看重聚会前面的默祷、诗班所唱的敬乐等等，因为那都是预备我们的心来敬拜神的。
Because all the process before a sermon was here to prepare our hearts.
所以我常常鼓励弟兄姊妹十点钟聚会，盼望能够九点五十分来。
Therefore, I always encourage you to come here even 10 minutes earlier.
有人说你们聚会不是十点半才开始吗？
Some even say, don't your worship start at 10:30?
我一问原来他说十点半才开始讲道，所以他以为讲道开始就是聚会开始。
So the response was, 10:30 is the beginning of your sermon, that's where the worship really starts.
难道真的我们教会只给人听道而没有让神让人家看见可以敬拜吗？
Is it really true that this is only a church to listen to sermon, but there's no God to worship?
所以我选了耶利米书第七章第二节的意思，就是说让弟兄姊妹看见，让每一个来这个教会敬拜的人看见，这两件事是不能分的。
So I selected Jeremiah 7:2 because I want to emphasize these two events are inseparable.
我们来这个的进到这个门来敬拜神，要听神的话，这两件事是不可分的。
For those who enter the gate to worship the Lord shall hear the word of God.
到底今天在我们教会里面有没有一种敬拜的感觉？有没有一个敬拜的气氛？有没有一些敬拜的实际
？Do we really have the sense of worshiping in this church?
难道我们只是把圣经打开，因为是圣经教会，所以给大家听一篇圣经就回去了
？Are we only here to open up our Bible to hear the sermon just because we're called the Bible Church?
另外一节圣经，你们要去，使万民做主的门徒。
The second passage is go to make disciples of all nations.
进来要有清楚的目的。
As you come, you should have a clear goal.
出去要有明显的方向。
As you leave, you should have a clear direction.
这才叫道成肉身，这才叫信仰在生活里面落实的意义。
This is truly the word become flesh. This is truly to practice what you believe.
感谢主，外面一节圣经是旧约，里面一节圣经是新约，所以我们提醒弟兄姊妹，我们是用整本圣经的代表性来提醒。
These two passages, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, that represents we take the whole Bible as a complete a teaching.
我们出去要看的这段圣经就是刚才张弟兄带我们所读的，请各位翻到马太福音第二十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28,
十六节到二十节
，verses 16 through 20.
那么这段圣经我们都非常的熟悉。
This is a familiar passage.
如果一个国家需要一个建国大纲的话
，If a nation needs a plan to build this nation,
这一段很出名的经文是两千年来主耶稣对历世历代各地的教会的建教大纲。
So this passage then is the grandiose plan of how the Lord had taught his disciples to build his church.
十八节给我们看见这个大使命的基础。
Verse 18 told us about the foundation of this great commission.
主耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄已经赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
根据主耶稣基督这个大的权柄，我们可以去执行他的使命。
With this authority, then we are commissioned to this great commission.
这是提到大使命的基础。
This is the foundation of this great commission.
二十节最后一句话，我要与你们同在，直到世界的末了，这是大使命的应许。
The promise resides in verse 20 says, "Surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age."
我们知道，在马太福音一开始讲到主的同在，到结束的时候还是讲到神的同在。
We know that from the very beginning to the very end of the Matthews, the Lord always says, "I will be with you."
马太福音一章二十三节说，耶稣的名字要叫做以马内利，翻出来就是上帝与人同在的意思。
Emmanuel, as mentioned in the beginning of the Matthew, means the God with you.
我们感谢主，马太写福音书的时候，他是前后是一致的。
When Matthew wrote the gospel, he is extremely consistent.
在第二章讲到几个博士要来拜那个小孩子，到最后的时候，我们还是看到是以敬拜作为结束的。
On chapter 2, when a wise man came to worship the child, at the very end of Matthew's, it says also to worship him.
那么二十节的后面讲到大使命的应许。
So the ending on verse 20th,talking about the promise of this great commission.
有基础，有应许。那么十九节和二十节的上半段是讲到大使命的内容。
There is a foundation, there is a promise, and in between that talking about the content of this great commission.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名替他们施洗，而且我所吩咐你们的，也要教训他们遵守。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything.
提到三件事情。
So he talked about three things.
领人接受基督。
Lead people to Christ.
不是单单领人接受耶稣而已。
It shouldn't stop by leading people to accept Jesus.
因为基督是君王的意思。
Jesus means the king.
所以他说要做门徒。
So you should become the disciple.
要服这个君王。
To obey this king.
要跟从这个君王。
To follow this
king. 要跟这个君王学习。
To learn from this king.
所以 disciple 这个字呢，也是 apprentice， 也是学徒的意思。
So the disciple also means apprentice.
在台语的圣经把它翻成学生，就是学生的意思。
It also means student.
所以第一是领人接受基督。
So the first is to lead people to Christ.
第二，受洗加入教会。
The second is to be baptized and join the church.
第三，训练建立圣徒。
The third is to teach them to become saints.
那么在这个二十节里面，我们看见有几个很重要的词，我们不能忽略。
There are a few very important terms in verse 20.
我们注意三个代名词。
We see three pronouns.
A pronoun. 第一个是我。
First is I.
第二个是你们 plural you.
Then second is you in plural form.
那么第三是他们。
Third is them.
那么很明显的，在大使命里面包括这三种不同的代名词所代表的个体。
So clearly, the Great Commission represents all these three pronouns.
一个是我
，I.
一个是你们
，you.
一个是他们
，and they.
我是信仰的起源。
I am the source of your belief.
你们是信仰的过程。
You are the process of your faith.
他们是信仰的目的。
They, to get them baptized, is the goal of your faith.
从你们、他们、你们、他们就建立这两千年的教会历史。
Between you today and you today established this 2,000 years of church history.
你们和他们是常变的。
You and they are continuously changing.
这个我是不变。
I am never changing.
这两千年来，许多的人从他们变成你们。
For 2,000 years, many have changed from they to you.
我们这些他们是那些你们所教导的对象。
We the they are the goal of teaching from you.
Okay, 再说一遍，我们这些他们是那个你们所教导的对象，所以他们是你们，我们是他们。
We are the object of teaching as they, and you are teaching they to make they to become you.
然后这个你们教了这个他们之后。
After you have taught them,
那么这个他们要变成你们，要去教另外的他们。
They will become you, then continue to teach additional them.
反正你们懂我的意思哈。但是在这个你们他们的改变里面，那个我是不改变。
Throughout all these transitioning between you and them, I am never changing.
如果这个他们永远做他们。不能做你们的话，就不是生生不息的这个薪火相传。
If they can never become you, then the Christianity would cease.
所以这个你们、他们和我合在一起，我把它叫做 discipleship training， 门徒训练。
You, they, and I all joined together is called discipleship training.
这三个代名词配上三个动词。
Three pronouns connected with three verbs.
我配上什么呢？吩咐。
I order. I command you.
你们配上教导。
You go to teach
或者教训。他们遵守。
They obey.
主吩咐。
The Lord command.
我今天在教训。
Me, I'm here. Go to teach.
你们去遵守。
And you.我 obey
这三样东西合起来就叫做教会。
Or three things combined together is a church.
从横切面来看是教会，从纵切面来看这叫教会历史。
Vertically is a history of church, and horizontally it's called church.
Okay, 那么从一个角度来看，这是教会。
In one aspect, this is church.
从另外一个角度来看，这是教会的历史。
In another aspect, this is the history of our church.
那么这样的一个教会和教会历史，我们把它总结叫做薪火相传。
Combining these two together, it's called handing down the baton.
这些是我们所知道的。
This is what we know.
我不想再讲十八节到二十节。
I don't want to repeat the 18th and 20th again.
因为今天我们讲太多这些理论，弟兄姊妹到底是有意还是无意呢？
And we have talked too much about theories, whether intentionally or unintentionally.
有的时候我非常非常的矛盾。
Sometimes I feel this conflicting in my heart.
要好好的准备讲道来供应弟兄姊妹的需要。
I want to really prepare myself to be able to supply you.
所以我在神的面前有一个雄心，我要讲最好的道来帮助弟兄姊妹。
I have this ego in front of God. I want to prepare the best sermon.
但是听许多最好的道对我们有益处没有呢？我实在是一个很大的问号。
My big question mark is merely listen to the great sermon. Is that really useful for me?
许多的人听到头很大。
Many have heard enough sermon, so their head becomes really big.
头大的结果是什么呢？
What's the result of it being a very wise and very big?
简单的物理现象就是重心会提高。
A simple fact is, with a big head, your center of gravity is moving upward.
你一直高高的破坏那个平衡点的时候
，Perhaps it would be so high it's going to break the balance.
那个人走在路上就很辛苦。
It will be difficult for this person to move around.
因为他的头一直要把他就倒向一个方向。
Because he has tried very hard to keep his head straight.
再不平衡。
The even worse than that,
台湾人说这个人就堕讨灾，整个人就要反过来。
It says then he becomes upside down.
因为重心高到一个地步，那必须反过来才变成正常。
When the center of gravity is above the balancing point of your body,The stable point is turning the other way.
请问一个头倒过来的人怎么能够过正常的生活呢？
If a person's head is facing downward, how can this person live a normal life?
所以我们在讲生活要这个落实。
We said we should have a solid foundation for our daily living.
我们说我们要行道，不要单单听道。
We should practice what we learn, merely just saying, listen.
没有办法，因为我们倒过来了。
Oh, we can't help it because we've been turned upside down.
所以理论听多了，道理听多了，有好处也有缺点。
There's advantage and as well as disadvantage of listening too many or too much sermon.
今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹思想十六节、十七节，而不是十八节到二十节。
So this morning I want you to pay attention to verse 16 and 17 instead.
因为十六节、十七节说明那个接受大使命的人。所预先有的条件是什么
？Because 16 and 17 set the condition of those people who were receiving this great commission.
这个条件合了以后，再来讲大使命才是合理、合情、合法。
Only when you meet those conditions, you are then fitting to receive this great commission.
第一，我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。
So the 11 disciples went to Galilee.To the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.
当时门徒跟耶稣分离以后，他们留在耶路撒冷。如果我们看地图的话，他们是在南边。
So if we look up on the map, we realize what they were at that point in time were in the southern part of Israel.
他们在犹太省这个地方，耶稣要他们往北走到加利利省去。
So they were told to march northward to Galilee.
就离开耶路撒冷往北走。
So left Jerusalem to go north.
到什么地方呢？
Where were they going?
到一个约定的山。
To a place where they had been appointed to.
我花了很多时间去找圣经的解释，圣经的这些学者，到底那约定的山是哪一个山？
I done a lot of research trying to find out which mountain this was.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击 奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。